A very good afternoon from the sports team. Edwill van der Merwe will win his fourth test cap for the Springboks this weekend against Australia. It will be his first rugby championship cap and his biggest test match so far. He scored an incredible 5 tries in his 3 matches for the Springboks. Van der Merwe will start on the wing in a position that the Springboks have a lot of depth in, and the Shark speedster says that everyone in the group wants the best for each other.
We're in a very healthy position and privileged to have this amount of competition in the squad. And the nice thing is that everyone helps everyone to be their best for the Springboks. So yeah, just for me, I'm learning as much as possible and I'm trying to implement it into my game.
10 past 5 kickoff on Saturday at Ellis Park. Book Friday tomorrow, the first big one of the year. So make sure you've got your Springbok jersey ready. Staying with rugby news, the Wallabies have announced their squad for Saturday. The big news is that James O'Connor will start at fly half on Saturday. Taniela Tupo, Will Skelton will both start at prop and lock respectively. Interestingly though, Joe Schmidt has gone with a 6-2 split on the bench. Rassie Erasmus said on Monday that he might change his bench and bring Archie Sneyman in to add a sixth forward should he think it be necessary. So we'll wait and see what happens there. And we're going to finish with football news this hour. Liverpool begin their Premier League title defence tomorrow evening against Bournemouth. The Reds have been busy in the transfer market and they've made some pretty high profile signings. Their manager Arnie Slot has said that all the teams have strengthened their squads.
There are so many competitors that can also win the league over here. So to win it once is already very special, let alone if you can win it twice in 3, 4, 5 years, or as we did, twice in 5 years, and City did even better than us in the last few years. And probably this year it's going to be harder than every year before, because every team brings in new players, but our main competitors definitely did as well.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be Arsenal season. You heard it here first. That's it for this hour. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.